You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Food feature.
It's 20 minutes past 1 o'clock. You can get in touch with us on 011-883-0702, 31702 for your SMSs, your WhatsApps and your voice notes was on 072-702-1702. I was painting a really grim picture of what the food, what the hunger picture looks like in South Africa and the food wastage picture looks like in South Africa. And luckily, though, there's an initiative at the moment that solves a number of issues. Chefs with Compassion have embarked on a great initiative that allows chefs who have been jobless to do good for a society in need. And Chef Kuvashan Pillay, who is the project manager for Chefs with Compassion, joins us now. Chef, thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
As you know, we're in need of good news, and I just thought what you guys are doing is simply so uplifting. How did Chefs with Compassion start?
So it started, when we went on to the initial lockdown in March 2020, and we obviously, chefs were unemployed at the time because all restaurants, hotels, catering companies were shut down, so we were at home. And but we saw the need. I mean, we've always had a need or a problem, should I say, in this country of food wastage, as you mentioned. And we also had a lot of people going hungry. And with the lockdown, that just increased. So a group of us came together with a common goal of providing nutritional meals to those in need. And we found a partner in NOSH Food Rescue where we could go and rescue produce. And a lot of people ask us, what is food rescue?
Absolutely. That's one of the questions that I had.
And it's basically that, we go to rescue the food before it hits the landfill sites.
Mm.
So it's, we go to the retailers and we look for food that is nearing the sell-by date or food that is available but it's not being able to be sold, because there's no demand. And we found a huge demand or supply, should I say, at the Johannesburg market because, with the entire catering industry literally closed, there was an abundance of food but nowhere to go. And the market agents were literally going to throw that away. So we got in there and rescued this produce and then turned it into nutritional meals and started feeding communities. And as we progressed into the lockdown, the demand grew. And we then, partnered with more organizations like the South African Chefs Association and Slow Food International to come together and to, build on our network that we already have so that we can grow this initiative to where it is today. And we are so fortunate with the volunteers that came through, with producers that came to us, manufacturers. So it's not just the farmers, it's across the spectrum that we had, mayonnaise sponsored to us. We had maize, we had, poultry. I mean, you name it, we got it.
That's amazing how people came together around this, because we know that food does get, there's a huge wastage along that value chain. So you were able to capture or prevent some of this waste at different points of that food value chain. But how many chefs have come into this network? Because as we know, they do face desperate times.
So, over the last 8 months that we've been running this project, I would say that we've had, we're very grateful that some of the industries have opened up. So some of the chefs have gone back to work. But in the last 8 months, we've had possibly close to about 400 chefs that have given off their time to, and it wasn't just cooking, it was helping out at the market. It was helping out with the collection of the produce, sorting out the produce, packing it. I mean, we even had chefs who were tracking the numbers for us, what we collect to what we actually serve. And also at the same time, the produce that we collected that was not fit for human consumption, we would store, then pass it on to community farmers that were able to then feed it to their livestock. So we were able to track every, point of like you said, the value chain. So we're able to tell you exactly what we did with the produce.
Yes. And the meals, how many meals have you served up so far?
So until the end of December, we served just over 1.3 million meals through our various beneficiaries located in the Greater Gauteng area. And that number just grows. I mean, on average, we are doing close to about 30,000 meals a week at the moment.
And how just the creativity, what kind of meals were you making? Because what you have in front of you, of course, is a wide array of different products. So how did you create these meals?
Well, I mean, I always joke around and I say, this is MasterChef on steroids. You literally do not know what you get. Every day is a mystery box challenge.
Yes.
And I think that's what just puts the chef, under immense pressure, but at the same time, they're having so much of fun.
Mm.
Because, I mean, we just get stuff and we literally send it out to the kitchen. I mean, at one stage, we had 4.7 tons of mayonnaise.
And there's only so much coleslaw you can make or so much potato salad you can make.
Well, that's it. I mean, you would think that we would do coleslaw, but at the time, we didn't have cabbage. We've got so many other types of products. You know, at one stage, we even had like 10 tons of kale. But and that's what just, you know, drove the chef motivation and creativity even more. And now we're in the process of actually compiling a recipe book, you know, to share with people to also, you know, start cooking in their home. Because remember, food wastage is not just in the restaurant or manufacturing industry. It also happens at home. How often, you know, we buy something but we only use possibly a portion, because depending on the packaging, you know, sometimes you buy a whole cucumber and then you end up throwing a quarter of it away in the bin.
Mm. That's so true. In fact, last year we had quite an interesting conversation about, you know, just when you start to see, because in a fruit bowl, for instance, you'll see that the last two peaches, for instance, or the last remaining oranges that nobody is touching. So what to do with that food that can still allow you to use it instead of throwing it away, you know, freezing, juicing, just solutions around what you can do with it instead of discarding it.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, we want to share with the public, and, you know, on ideas of what to do.
Mm.
And this is where this recipe book comes in so handy, and we're very excited about that. And this is now the next stage in a way we see Chefs of Compassion growing. And this is we are so grateful to volunteers and sponsors. And on that article that you received, we are very, very grateful and appreciative to the people at Compass Ensure, because through their awesome sponsorship for the next 18 months, we're able to continue and grow this project and take it up to newer heights.
That's the question. How do you make this sustainable? So the book project is a great idea. That's a source of revenue, and also you'll be able to reach new audiences in a different kind of way. And how do you sustain this? Because COVID is going to be with us for quite some time to come. The economy is going to continue to be quite desperate. And so for you to be able to have found a partner that allows you to cover some of those costs, the logistics the costs that pertain to the logistics, for instance, I think is wonderful and is part of what makes the story so uplifting.
Absolutely, and that's it. You know, rescuing produce and cooking the meal is one thing, but just the logistics behind this whole thing, from the collection to the dispatching to the distribution of meals, the volunteers. The storage facility, what we refer to as our share house, you know, unfortunately, the reality is, you know, it does come at a cost.
Yeah.
And this is where, you know, we look out for partners, and not just partners, but also people willing to, you know, give up their services. I mean, if you're running a logistics company and can allow, you know, a truck to assist us once a week, for example, we appreciate that. So it depends, it all depends on what people or, you know, sponsors are willing to share with us.
So there's a question here. Someone wants to know about your distribution network. How does one join the distribution network? Who gets considered?
Okay, so on our website, which is chefswithcompassion.org.
Chef, we lost you there for a moment. Please give us those details again.
To cook in, or you cook in your kitchen.
Oh, we lost you there completely, Chef. You're going to have to answer that all over again. The line cut.
Sorry about that.
Murphy's Law. Okay, let's try that again. Something's wrong with the line. What we'll endeavor to do is actually speak to the chef off air and just give you those instructions about how you can take a closer look at that list of the distribution network, because this is also about ensuring that you find or you direct these meals to where the need is, to ensure that it reaches those that will benefit, that need to benefit from it as much as possible. That was Chef Kuvashan Pillay, and he's the project manager.